We'll next hear from Judge Nandler with a report on Mendocino.
I can have a PowerPoint.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Governor Miller. It's a pleasure to visit Mendocino County. Towards courthouse to meet with this bench. We had a very nice lunch with most of the judges in county. A little information about Mendocino. Many of us really don't know that much about it. It sits north of the great county of Sonoma.
Its city seat is Ukiah with 16,000 residents. The county population itself is about 89,000 people. Negotiating travel is not easy in Mendocino because you have Ukiah on the east side of the county. You've got the other courthouse that's operating on the coast, and although it seems like it should be a quick jump, it's at least an hour and a half drive. And they have various names for that drive, which I won't share with the council at this time, but I did hear them. It's a very diverse and beautiful county. The town of Mendocino has been the site of various movies, television programs. It is a weekend getaway for many, including the Nadler family. Beautiful, beautiful town. Fort Bragg, which is north of the town of Mendocino, is another beautiful town. That's where the courthouse is. And then to get there, you drive through the Anderson Valley, which is renowned for its wines. It's just a beautiful place. I would like to say at this time that I didn't make that drive and go to those beautiful areas, but I did spend some time in the town of Ukiah where the courthouse is. And it's a very nice town. It's interesting. I took a photograph of the parking sign, and it has some significance. The judges were very kind to find a parking space for me, but I drove around early to see what it was like, and it was impossible to park. And that really affects the jurors. There is a place where the jurors need to park, which is some blocks from the courthouse. Even that has limited parking. But that is a distinct problem in the town of Ukiah. The presiding judge is David Nelson. The APJ is John Benke. The CEO is Chris Rule. And they're all doing a fabulous job. There are 9 judicial officers and 8 judges, 1 commissioner, and they did have to essentially close 2 of their other courts due to budget constraints. I was able to tour with Judge Nelson and Chris Rule the existing old courthouse. It's actually 2 buildings. It's one that was built in 1928, and then the new section was built in 1949, and it is attached by a hallway. Some things never change. I did have cases when I was a lawyer in the town of Mendocino, and there's a bakery across from the courthouse. I stopped in having some time before my meeting, ran into several lawyers, one from Sonoma County, and that is where most of the business is done in the county of Mendocino. It is still there, and it is still the meeting place because there is no place to meet in the existing courthouse. We've heard about some accessibility issues, but I wanted to take a minute or two to point out how bad these issues are. This photograph here shows the elevator. To get to the family court, you have to go from that elevator and go up that flight of stairs and then go up another flight of stairs. And that's where the family courthouse is. The elevator does not go there. The elevator goes in between a few of these floors. And there's also a similar problem going downstairs. In custody transfers, one of the 2 entrances to the courthouse is at the end of this long hallway that we see. The view I have is from inside the holding cell out to the one of the 2 entrances to the courthouse. The in custodies are brought from the entrance to the courthouse down to the holding cell, through this hallway, and past all of the people that are lined. There's the door to the courthouse in the lower left. It goes past the jury assembly room, which, of course, is too small for the jurors, so they all congregate out in that hallway. So you have adult in custodies, juvenile in custodies, going through the door to the holding cell, past everybody, including the jurors that are congregating in the hallway, and it is not an ideal situation. And the judges make do with it, and they do the best they can, but it was really sad, frankly, to see that that's the process that they use to move the in-custodies and the effect it has in the court. Very briefly, this court is obviously an old court. It has seismic issues. It's Category 5 in seismic, which means it's seismically unsafe and has a critical level of seismic risk. It has been determined to be unfeasible to retrofit. It is of great concern to the bench in the County of Mendocino. They are looking at a new courthouse, and they're really very, very proud to be on the list. I believe they're in land acquisition now, so it's moving along slowly. They do look forward, though, at some point in time to getting a courthouse where they have adequate facilities. They simply don't have those now. The big issue that was brought up were staffing issues. And not surprisingly, this goes back to budget. They have a 32% reduction in staff as a result of budget cuts. To meet the budget crisis, the court has relied on mandatory furloughs, and even when everybody is present, they have a difficult time covering the courts. But of course, people take vacations, people get ill, so the managers have to step in and do the best they can to cover the courtrooms. And what I'm told is that the reports to Judicial Council, the mandatory reporting upon which we rely, is almost impossible for them to get out in a timely manner because their managerial staff is covering courtrooms so the courtrooms can operate when people are out, and they just don't have any room for movement other than that. There are some additional staffing issues. The judges do not have legal secretaries. There are no research attorneys for the judges. There's no full-time HR staff. There's only a part-time consultant and only a half-time self-help facilitator. And with all of the issues that just addressed, they find that to be a very difficult proposition. The other significant issue that was addressed is the healthcare retirement issue. And this is unusual in Mendocino County. Because of its location, it's outside of the Kaiser scope, so Kaiser really won't provide coverage to the employees. So for the employees to get full coverage, coverage that most of us enjoy, they would lose so much money from their paychecks to do it that they couldn't survive, literally could not survive. So most of them now have deductibles in the $1,500 to $3,000 range. And the bench finds that to be unacceptable because folks are really getting into financial difficulty with their health coverage because they're not making that much to support themselves to begin with. With respect to retirement, the court indicates that to meet its obligations, it will be paying, as of next year, I believe, 44% of an employee's salary. It's increasing from 37% presently. I will say this. I'm very proud to serve with my colleagues in Mendocino. It is a great bench. They work very hard. They wanted me to express their appreciation for their staff because they're very proud of their staff. They're very proud of the extra effort that their employees give. They indicated to me that without that extra effort, they would not be able to operate. They're hoping, of course, that the budget changes, that they get some help, and that somebody hopefully will help them figure out their HR issues and help the employees with their medical care because they feel that they deserve that. Thank you very much, Chief Justice Miller and Counsel.
Thank you, Judge Nadler.
Thank you, Judge Nadler.